The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
With us right now, State Senator Floyd Przanski. Floyd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. I hope you're doing well today.
A very busy time. You're dealing with a different fire really closer to you. Talk about that situation.
Yeah, you know, besides the Archie Creek fire that's east of Glide, we have the Holiday Farm fire, which is out the McKenzie Highway, so east of Springfield. Both of them have been, let's say, pretty nerve-wracking for everyone. Up here, we have a very unstable situation as to being able to get emergency vehicles up and down the road safely. Yesterday, one of the first responders had some type of accident. We have loose boulders, rocks, as well as trees still coming down over the road, and they pretty well have closed off everything as much as they can. Congressman DeFazio is in the area. He and I have been tag-teaming in the sense of going to command briefings here locally in the Eugene Springfield area, and also we were down in Douglas County for the operators' briefing last Saturday morning. So it just seems like everyone, I'm very, very pleased with everyone in our community stepping forward to help all of those who have been disadvantaged. Now our first responders and our firefighters are getting, bad news in the sense of what could be coming with the rains. Of course, we need them. But as you and I said off air, what type of tragic, hazardous conditions that could set up for the roads and the first responders being able to even do their job.
And we've got a new incident management team coming in, taking over at some point, I believe, later today. I think those folks arrived last night, a Southern team, including people from as far away as North Carolina here to help with this effort. There are so many fires going on. The overused word is unprecedented, but in talking to state forestry officials, having this many mega fires at the same time has never happened in Oregon history.
As far as I know, that's correct. And the reality is this is a real, not a wake-up call, but just a reminder. When we have these type of winds that are coming out of the east with the low humidity, it is something that we are never ready for. I read a piece yesterday, a person that was doing some of the scientific background on the fires that we have had in Oregon and how many of those that have been major catastrophes or from the east, as well as having that very low humidity. And that's what happened here. I mean, when you think about it on Monday night of Labor Day, how many fires were created over that few hours of time? And you must have had, we must have had a wind that was basically somewhere 100 to 150 miles wide, because all four of those fires basically started, within hours of each other.
Right, and fire officials around here have told me they've never experienced the velocity of those winds up the North Umpqua like we had early that morning and continuing for at least part of the day. Meantime, here, 30 miles away, it was more like winds at normal speeds.
Right, and that's the other thing. I need to correct myself. The Beachy Creek fire, which is the one out the Sanium, that was a fire that actually started about a week or 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, from lightning. And it was smoldering, but because of where it was located, they couldn't get crews in there. In fact, when they tried to walk in, it took like 4 hours. And so that fire had been smoldering, but once that wind kicked in, just like you said, it was off to the races. I mean, the fire here at the Holiday Farm, they estimated over 20 miles coverage in less than, 8 hours, 10 hours from Monday night into Tuesday morning.
Now, your district includes Douglas County and parts of Lane County. Of course, in Lane County, you've got, one of those communities up there very basically gone.
Yeah, that's right. Blue River is basically totally decimated. I will say the godsend, if there's anything there, very few fatalities compared to what we expected. The teams from FEMA with the cadaver dogs have worked that area. They're working from east to west, and they've pretty well cleared it. And I'm just very happy but amazed that there weren't more fatalities after you see some of the film clippets that's come out Blue River. And, there's stories like that up and down for each of those fires.
So what is the state involvement going to be in the next phase of this? Well, we're not even to the next phase, but after we get the fires contained, controlled, et cetera, which in some cases in Oregon, it's going to take quite a while. people look forward to the cleanup, but the residents already thinking down the road about rebuilding. That could be quite a ways away.
Well, the one thing I'll say, and this is something Peter DeFazio was able to work through his connections on the federal administration side, the major disaster declaration came on about a 24-hour, 36-hour period, which is unheard of. Mark Meadows, who was on his committee, is now working directly for the president, and he was able to usher that through. So I'm very happy that the president was able and willing to sign that, because that now sets up for individuals to be able to have individual assistance from FEMA, which will, in fact, help those who want to rebuild. The state at this point, the governor has asked for a waiver. It's usually a 25-75% cost sharing, and what we've asked for is for FEMA to pick up 100%. My understanding is that that gets signed, that would be somewhere between 90 and 100% cost recovery would be through the federal government. If not, then we, the legislature, and the citizens of this state are going to need to step up to make certain we have whatever we need as a resource matching for those funds, so we can, in fact, help our neighbors.
This comes at the same time the state is already dealing with a budget shortfall that's through the roof.
You know, and that's true. But, you know, these are certain things that happen that we have absolutely no control over. But I have faith in Oregon and Oregonians to do what we need to do to step up. And we've seen that effort already on both of the fires that we've talked about. And then I know that same results have happened both north and south of us for the Alameda fire down in the Ashland Medford area, and the fires that are north of Salem.
All right, State Senator Floyd Prusansky out of time for now, but Floyd, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, thank you very much, and be well.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.